Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Because I know there's a God somewhere.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
Have any of you actually ever seen a water polo game? I'm not talking about watching it on the Olympics. The jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
One joke. I can't believe we're talking about water polo, and I'm telling you, you can tell you're not letting me finish here.
It's a tone. It's an attitude that's being purveyed toward it.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Your channel, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Jeff Luno, please make a mistake. Please make a mistake.
I just want to know that
the Astros GM is human. Because Jeff Luno is like Chick-fil-A. I go to Chick-fil-A every day. Mm-hmm. Literally every day I go to Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I usually get a salad. Sometimes I want to cheat. I get something greasy. And I hope Chick-fil-A messes up my order one time. I want them to just one time mess up my order so that I know that they're human. I feel the same way about Jeff Luno. Tell me I'm crazy. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Thursday in the loop, Sports Radio 6.
Landry Locker done lost his damn mind.
Done lost his damn mind a long time ago. But you're right on this. They're much like Chick-fil-A. I like that analogy. They're every tiny detail is taken care of. You know how Chick-fil-A, they even train their counter employees how to close the top on a fountain drink. Have you noticed how they all start closest to them and then they squeeze it around and it pops on? I mean, every detail is perfect. You're right. Jeff Luno is Chick-fil-A.
I went to a restaurant the other day. Eat more chicken. I went to a restaurant the other day, and it was good service. I went to a good restaurant, mm-hmm. and I asked the guy for something. He brought it back. I said, thank you very much, sir. He said, my pleasure. I was almost offended.
You know he probably worked there his first job.
I was almost offended.
Yeah, he worked
that he said that.
I bet you his Chick-fil-A was his first job.
But the Astros complete the sweep yesterday. They end up winning their eighth straight. It's definitely cold in the D. Justin Verlander does what he does. The baseball messiah, Alex Bregman, hits a home run, and we're just patiently waiting for the Astros to face the Red Sox starting tomorrow. I'm excited about that. Was also did some homework last night.
Man, we got a show for you. Guess what day it is, by the way.
Guess what day it is. It is Thursday.
It is. Landry did some big-time homework on every one of the 32 NFL teams and how they compare to the Houston Texans in terms of five best accomplishments since 2002. Or was it 2006?
Since 2002.
Since 2002, since the Texans began as an organization. This is going to be fun. It's going to be kind of a running theme in the midst of everything else over the course of the day. I would recommend, if you can't listen to us driving, get the radio.com app and listen. It's going to be really fun to compare. All right, we talk about how the Texans were a young team, and, you know, they only have, you know, if you had to list their five greatest accomplishments, it's kind of sad that some of them are not really ranking. Well, let's find out for sure. You did the work.
Yeah, we did the work, and we're going to need your help too. 713-572-4610, because I reached out to guys who've been there since day one at the Texans, and the first step to this whole process before we put the Texans up against the rest of the league is we need to know the five best Texans moments of all time. Mm-hmm. 713-572-4610. It can be a play. It can be an accomplishment. It can be an acquisition or a transaction. We just need the five best moments, and we'll come to a verdict in the next segment in 10 minutes. But if you want to weigh in, 713-572-4610, the five best moments. And you ask, what's the purpose of this exercise? I think the purpose of this exercise is to look at the state of the Texans organization. And in a league like the NFL where there's so much parity, where you see expansion teams, you know, have immediate success within the last 30 years, you saw Jacksonville and Carolina both make the AFC Championship game, AFC and NFC Championship game their first few years.
Mm-hmm.
We often give the Texans a free pass because we say, well, their history's not rich because they haven't been around as long. So I thought the proper exercise, and I reached out to some experts as well, just use the Rolodex a little bit. I thought a proper exercise would be.
I'm glad you used the term Rolodex.
Let's just see. Man, why don't they have those anymore?
Because you don't need them.
I know, that's crazy. Is there anything
like
more worthless than a Rolodex?
But
it's still a Rolodex in there. But what? How does their history stack up against the other teams just during that time period? Because I think it's only fair. How many teams do you think the Texans will be? I haven't even done the exercise yet, but I did the research.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the over-under at maybe six, and it's a very big six.
Since 2002, like, you're not going to go to the Packers in the Ice Bowl.
No, I can't do that. That wouldn't be
we're
fair.
We're talking about just since 2002 across the board in the NFL. How many of those moments that the five best moments that the Texans have had are better than
other franchises
in the league? You said over-under six?
Man.
God, I want to take the over.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're going to be the judge here. So you'll be the judge of whether or not it's better.
But I'm going to be fair when I judge, because I'm going to talk about whether I think it's better than the Texans or not. But I'm going to say 7, which is slightly over.
Okay. Well, Figgy, you'll probably take the under, but it's okay. We'll see if the Texans can beat that Browns ass, because it's going to be a little bit close. I actually had Ken Carmen from our sister station out there come to this verdict. We're also, you know, we're stacking up a squad here at In the Loop. We're stacking up a squad. There's a huge event on Saturday. We want everyone there. We really, really want everyone there. We love talking to our listeners, regardless of what goes on. You've been with me with John when a listener comes up and says, Landry, I hate you. But, you know, you get to we talk a little bit. And it's okay.
It's a nice icebreaker.
To each his own. It's all good.
Hey, Landry
it's
Locker,
all fun.
I hate you.
All fun. It's all fun and games. Just Twin Peaks 290, 2 o'clock. It's going to be Pong Bowl. We're already stacking up our squad. Right now we got Chris Torres, Doug West, Jason Sharp, who's probably going to be our captain, and Ashley Williams, who was a sorority girl, and she says that she's pretty confident in her skills. Did you by chance hear the Triple Threat try to talk smack yesterday?
I did not. I was actually listening to them a lot yesterday because I was running some errands after the show, but I must have missed this.
Okay, well, the Triple Threat, each team is going to be, each show at the station is going to be represented on Saturday. Mad Radio is going to be represented. Triple Threat's going to be represented. Of course, In the Loop, the loopholes.
He's going to win.
You know, we're going to win. Even if we don't win, we are going to win. I'm not even going to entertain that. We're going to be rolling deep, and we're going to have everybody there. Let's just go drink some beer, have a good time. 2 o'clock, Saturday, 290 at Twin Peaks. There's been a lot of smack talk, and Sean of the Triple Threat was offended because In the Loop and Mad Radio are basically just going at it with each other and just completely ignoring the Triple Threat. And they're
basically acting like they
don't even exist. That's really what – and Rich arrived yesterday to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rich is going to be there on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, did you guys hear?
I did hear. I heard you and Sean talking smack yesterday, or at least trying to. This is why I think the Triple Threat might be being ignored in this rivalry.
Is it that bad?
You tell me. You're the OG.
You tell me. 713-572-4610. You can text in.
Here it is right here. Here is the Triple Threat talking about Saturday's party at Twin Peaks and 290 and why they're going to bring home the bacon.
I've never played beer pong.
No one's asking you to play beer pong. And we're not playing. It's the people who are going to be representing us.
Right,
in this
but thing. I just want to make sure nobody's relying on me to do anything. We've always needed Ted Johnson to win anything, though.
No, Rich, we don't have to do anything.
I'm just talking about the show, winning. Doesn't matter whether we do anything or not.
That's a defeatist attitude, Rich. It's me and you now, baby. Let's go win this thing.
All right, well, how about this? There will be a rematch with Clint. A
separate issue. We got to focus on Pong Bowl.
Of course, yes.
Focus on Pong Bowl.
Yes, I'm trying, though. It's not in me.
But, Rich, nobody's asking. Anyways, okay. This may be the single threat when it comes to this thing. I'm going to tell both of you shows right now.
Wow.
Our representatives are going to whoop ass all over your representatives, because the one thing that I know incense listeners more than anything is free beer, and I am offering it.
Single threat.
I'm just saying, Rich, you're not backing me up. You're like, I didn't win a free throw shooting contest.
I was getting ready to ask you if you wanted me to split that bar tab with you, but now screw you.
Okay, good.
All right, so eliminate them. It's a two-horse race already.
And we got to be fair, man. If you are a loophole and you win on their show, just because they put you on their squad, you could still be on our squad. You could still represent us.
Oh, yeah. You can have like a loophole shirt underneath your jersey and then lift it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe like a little shocker at the end.
That was not the best effort by Sean and Rich there.
That was trash talk?
Apparently.
All right, whatever, dude.
I don't know. That was hard. That was hard for me to. I almost felt bad for our opponents there, but
the first pong ball has not even been tossed, and we're already down to two teams.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, do you want to run through?
And we got a sorority girl. Do you know how much sorority girls play beer pong and drink?
Yeah, they play beer pong.
What's your name, Figgy? Ashley.
Ashley. Ashley. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's ready to go.
I think. By the way, Figgy told me her email. And I can make a certain decision about how she appears based on her email.
Does it say, like, her hair color or something?
Give us the first part, like just a little bit of what her email.
Don't
like
be giving out emails,
Listen to this, dude.
You're
not listening. You're saying listen to this dude. You're not listening. Give us, like, kind of what it's like.
Well, she mentioned their hair color in the email.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah. So what are you saying?
Like, let's say it was something like, blonde.
I'll tell you this right now.
Yahoo or whatever.
This is what, and we're going to get into, I want to get into some drinking rules too, because I think this Ashley girl probably does something that I think a lot of girls like her do.
Ashley has had her hair held. I can guarantee you that.
Held?
Like on the toilet.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
But who hasn't? I mean, you haven't lived life if you haven't had your hair held.
Well, that's true.
If you're a girl, no one can blame her. I guarantee you this, too, about Ashley. I'll promise you this.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be a semifinalist at minimum.
Even if she's not, she has koozies in her purse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she has koozies in her purse.
And she's done
100%.
And she's done the John Lopez trick of buy a Diet Cherry Limeade at Sonic and throw a little something in there.
For sure.
Right?
100%.
Yeah.
100. But it's going to be fun. We're going to give away those spots, 11:55, 12:55, and we plan on winning. But today is about the exercise. The top five moments for each NFL team against the Texans since they've been in existence. Before we do that, though, we got to crawl before we walk.
Mm-hmm.
We got to decide what the five best moments are in Texans franchise history. We need your help, 713-572-4610. We're going to discuss and then decide next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.